In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Frances Evelyn Shockensee, age 83, of Lebanon, formerly of Louisville, died Friday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by one brother, Ted Shockensee of Lebanon. Funeral mass for Frances Evelyn Shockensee will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church with burial in the St. Charles Church Cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Mildred Wolf, age 88, of Campbellsville, died Saturday. She is survived by two daughters and one son and their spouses, including locally by Doris Jean and John Stokes and Tom and Alice Wolf of Campbellsville, 12 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 9 great-great-grandchildren, one sister and one brother, Anna Margaret Perkins of Campbellsville and Samuel Harrison of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Mildred Wolf will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. Mrs. Mary Jesse, age 99, of Campbellsville, died Friday. She is survived by one daughter and son-in-law, Thelma and Johnny Davis of Campbellsville, 6 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 17 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Jesse will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Dolores May Mattingly, age 74, of Loretta, died Monday at her residence. She is survived by her husband, Earl Mattingly, two daughters, including locally by Kay Mattingly of Loretta, one son, Eddie Mattingly of Loretta, one sister of Louisville, one brother, Kenneth Mattingly of Lebanon, 11 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Dolores May Mattingly will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Church with burial in the St. Francis Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. The Rosary will be prayed at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon with vigil at 6 p.m. Wednesday. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.